This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard getting ready for Steelers opener on Sunday with the Chargers coming in here at 2-0. It's Pitt homecoming. A lot going on this week, including a conversation about recreational marijuana. There was a bill, House Bill 2500, sponsored by Representative Aaron Coffer, is a bipartisan bill that differs from past marijuana legislation. Joining us is Teresa Nightingale with Pittsburgh Normal. Teresa, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
For those that don't know, Normal's been around a long time as an organization, a long, long time.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the oldest national organizations for the reform of marijuana law that exists.
So we know that Ohio, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Washington, D.C., the entire country of Canada has recreational cannabis laws. Pennsylvania, obviously, is surrounded, but it never seems to get real legs to pass. So what do you think are the odds of this legislation maybe becoming a reality?
I'm an eternal optimist, this is a really great piece of legislation that actually is bipartisan. As you mentioned, it does have bipartisan support. Emily Kincaid is a co-sponsor as well. We're optimistic. Our neighbors have legalized, and we're hoping to be able to take advantage of some of the benefits that come from that.
So there's a little bit of confusion because there's another bill that really is not exactly the same. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Sure. There's another bill that was introduced by Representative Dan Frankel, who we love. But that bill focuses more on the adult state store method. For adult use, it focuses more on the state store method, kind of like you would buy alcohol currently. We're not a big fan or proponent of that as grassroots activists, just because as much as we love the unions and we love the state stores and the people that work for them, we just think that they're not really ready to do that. For the medical marijuana program, the stores that sell this product are highly regulated. There's vaults. There's a lot of compliance work that goes into that. We just don't think the state stores are ready for that. And another component of that is with legalization, one of the reasons we really want to do that is for the social justice angle. The people that have been most impacted by the war on drugs are Black and brown folks and working class Pennsylvanians. And if the state store model would pass, that would kind of make a glass ceiling for them, so that they wouldn't be owners ever. They would only be able to be managers or general managers, and we just don't think that's fair.
All right, so aside from how it would be distributed, back to House Bill 2500, I know that one of the things that supporters are trying to do is have records expunged for people who have been convicted of cannabis over a course of, at this point, many decades.
Sure.
Is that in this legislation?
Yes. It also HB 2500 would provide a cannabis clean slate provision for retroactive expungements of cannabis felonies and misdemeanors. So those serving cannabis-related sentences can apply for commutation, and if a sentence was enhanced due to a cannabis conviction, the defendant could seek resentencing.
So what is the next step, and what is the timeline, do you believe, in the process here?
I don't really have a timeline exactly, but I will say I'm optimistic in that October 1st, we are going to Harrisburg as grassroots activists and as multi-state operators. And, we're going to lobby on the steps of the Capitol and hope our voices are heard. And then we hope to go inside and educate House Republicans on why it's important to co-sponsor this very important bill. But we need all the help we can get. So if you're someone listening and you support the adult use legislation, we encourage you, reach out to your House members, ask them to co-sponsor HB 2500, and also ask your senators as well, because hopefully this is coming down the pipeline for them. And if you care about adding things like DUI protections and, more workplace rights and things like that, maybe adult use home grow for people who aren't medical patients, feel free to, add that whenever you call and ask. This is the time to ask for change and things you want in this bill.
And in a perfect world, of which it's not, but best case scenario timeline-wise, when could people purchase legally cannabis in Pennsylvania?
That's a really hard question to answer. Even if it was implemented tomorrow, it would probably take several months to actually get up and put into effect. I know the new bill makes it so that people who already are licensed owners, they are allowed to potentially obtain one new license, but the rest of the licenses, which currently don't have a cap as of this moment, would be able to be opened up by anyone else who wants to get a license. There are micro licenses and bigger licenses with this bill. So you know, it would take a while for those companies probably to, you know, get compliant and be able to comply with state regulations, be able to sell the product, grow the product, process the product. So a little bit of time.
We'll continue to follow the story. Teresa, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Have a great day.
Teresa Nightingale, Executive Director of Pittsburgh Normal on the Big K Morning Show.